In many cases, a true war story can't be believed. If you believe it, be skeptical. It's a question of credibility. Often the crazy stuff is true and the normal stuff isn't. Because the normal stuff is necessary to make you believe the truly incredible craziness. In other cases, you can't even tell a true war story. Sometimes it's just beyond telling. I heard this one, for example, from Mitchell Sanders. It was near dusk, and we were sitting at my foxhole along a wide, muddy river north of Quang Ngai. I remember how peaceful the twilight was. A deep, pinkish red spilled out on the river, which moved without sound, and in the morning we would cross the river and march west into the mountains. The occasion was right for a good story. "God's truth," Mitchell Sanders said. "A six-man patrol goes up into the mountains on a basic listening post operation. The idea is to spend a week up there. Just lie low and listen for enemy movement. They've got a radio along, so if they hear anything suspicious, anything, they're supposed to call in artillery or gunships, whatever it takes. Otherwise, they keep strict field discipline, absolute silence. They just listen." Sanders glanced at me to make sure I had the scenario. He was playing with his yo-yo, dancing it with short, tight little strokes of the wrist. His face was blank in the dusk. "We're talking regulation by the book LP. These six guys, they don't say boo for a solid week. They don't got tongues, all ears." "Right," I said. "Understand me, invisible." Sanders nodded. "Affirm," he said. "Invisible. So what happens is, these guys get themselves deep in the bush, all camouflaged up, and they lie down and wait, and that's all they do, nothing else. They lie there for 7 straight days and just listen. And man, I'll tell you, it's spooky. This is mountains. You don't know spooky till you've been there. Jungle, sort of, except it's way up in the clouds, and there's always this fog like rain, except it's not raining. Everything's all wet and swirly and tangled up, and you can't see jack. You can't find your own pecker to piss with. Like, you don't even have a body. Serious spooky. You just go with the vapors, the fog sort of takes you in, and the sounds, man, the sounds carry forever. You hear stuff nobody should ever hear." Sanders was quiet for a second, just working the yo-yo. Then he smiled at me. "So, after a couple of days, the guys start hearing this real soft, kind of whacked-out music. Weird echoes and stuff, like a radio or something, but it's not a radio. It's this strange gook music that comes right out of the rocks. Far away, sort of, but right up close, too. They try to ignore it, but it's a listening post, right? So they listen. And every night, they keep hearing that crazy-ass gook concert. All kinds of chimes and xylophones. I mean, this is wilderness. No way. It can't be real. But there it is. Like the mountains are tuned in to Radio fucking Hanoi. Naturally, they get nervous. One guy sticks juicy fruit in his ears. Another guy almost flips. Thing is, though, they can't report music. They can't get on the horn and call back to base and say, 'Hey, listen, we need some firepower. We got to blow away this weirdo gook rock band.' They can't do that. It wouldn't go down. So they lie there in a fog and keep their mouths shut. And what makes it extra bad, see, is the poor dudes can't horse around like normal. Can't joke it away. Can't even talk to each other except maybe in whispers, all hush-hush. And that just revs up the willies. All they do is listen."